Hey, it's Craig. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Canadian History X early and ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Canadian History X. Now, there have been many odd holidays in Canada. While many are still celebrated, there was one from the early 20th century that was truly unique. This holiday, known as Gopher Day, dates back to May 1st, 1917, when thousands of school children from 980 schools around the province took part in the first ever Gopher Day in Saskatchewan. Now, this may seem like an odd reason to take children out of school, at least these days, but back then gophers posed a severe problem for farmers. It was estimated at the time that gophers were destroying about 250,000 acres of crop each year. To slow the destruction, the government of Saskatchewan tasked children with eliminating the gophers. The government also estimated that half a bushel of grain was saved for each gopher killed. Over the course of that day, students went out with poison, traps, guns, and snares and exterminated 500,000 gophers. Charlottenburg School, located between Quinton and Raymore, earned the distinction and the Gopher Shield for achieving the most tails. Each tail earned a child 1 cent. Now, this was not the first time that government organizations offered money for gopher eradication. Looseland did the same in 1915 when they offered a bounty of 1.5 cents per tail for all gopher tails brought in between April and May. A bounty of 1 cent was paid in June. In all, 32,922 gopher tails were turned in to the RM office. Now, unfortunately, this policy was also abused by residents who cut off the tails of the gophers but released the gopher, negating the entire purpose of the bounty. The practice didn't do much to get rid of the gophers, as 1,000 bottles of strychnine were ordered by the RM that same year. In the 1919 Gopher Day, it was decided to present the 6 children who had the most kills with a Shetland pony. Those who were runners-up would receive everything from registered pigs to baseball suits. In the 1920 Gopher Day, schoolchildren killed an estimated 2 million gophers. John Hanout of Canwood, Saskatchewan, related his experience on one such Gopher Day. There, with pails of water drawn from the nearest slough or ditch, the gophers were flushed out to be dispatched with a blow to the head as they emerged from their flooded burrows. He stated in his recollection that in some years the bounty was extended to other creatures as well. He said, "Bounties were also granted for pairs of crow feet or even the eggs, which were blown empty to be retained until surrendered for the bounty." Some school children became budding entrepreneurs or con artists, depending on how you look at it. According to Alex Riley, who grew up near Maxstone, it was not uncommon to kill gophers in the months previous and then present gopher tails from months ago to the government agent for the 1 cent bounty on Gopher Day. It is not hard to see why children did this. Clifford Watson of Oxbow claimed he and his brother collected 1,700 gopher tails on Gopher Day, or at least through the year, which they traded for 3 cents a tail. This allowed them to buy a saddle and bridle from Eaton's. Communities were very much in favor of the entire day. In McCown, the Board of Trade recommended to Village Council that the day be declared a holiday and that all businesses close at 6 p.m. They also asked that the entire community cooperate in the effort to exterminate the gophers. The community of Peswegan distributed 1 kilogram of gopher poison free of charge for each quarter section of ratepayers on May 1st, and a bounty was given of 2 cents per tail brought in by children. The tails were counted by the secretary-treasurer of the community. The Red Vers Observer reported in 1917 that efforts are being made in this province to have Tuesday, May 1st, declared a public holiday, so that all employees and others may trap, shoot, kill, and poison. Anyway, the day off and round up gophers. It is known as Gopher Day, you wish, but give your employees the day off, provided they use the day in this way. The employer will benefit more through the destruction of the gophers than the individual. If the overseers and reeves act accordingly, there will be fewer gophers, maybe none. As for teachers, they were often given the task of keeping score for the students on Gopher Days. Mary Johnson, a teacher at McCurry School, said that she enjoyed teaching, but the only problem was, as she said, the nauseating task of counting decaying crow's legs and smelly eggs which could break. The gopher tails were not so bad, but the legs. Sometimes there was no provincial Gopher Day, and individual towns would host their own derbies. Indian Head held one such derby in 1926. In that derby, 6,100 gopher tails were gathered, as were 4,600 crow eggs. Schools would do the same some years. In the Norman Valley, one school offered 1 cent per gopher tail, 1 cent for a crow egg, and 5 cents for a pair of crow feet or magpie feet. Naturally, the consequential effect of Gopher Day was not assessed, or even thought of. Magpies ate the poison bait left for the gophers, and their population was decimated. The long-billed curlew and the swift fox came close to extinction for the same reason. With the loss of many prairie chickens, grouses, weeds, insect pests, and disease began to sweep across the prairie. It is estimated between 1926 and 1931, the loss of spring wheat crops due to the impact of the explosion of insects cost Saskatchewan $54 million. So whether Gopher Day was good or bad, or if it actually saved the province any money, it is still a part of that province's history. Thank you for listening to another episode of Canadian History X, and if you enjoyed it, please give us a like and a review. Information for this piece comes from the Saskatoon Star Phoenix, Indian Head, History of Indian Head and District, Life as It Was, Faith, Hope, and a Homestead, Prairie Progress Commemorating the McCrary District, Plowshares to Pumpjacks, A History of Paswegan, Precious Memories of Time, Furrow to the Future, and Looseland Hub and Spokes. See you again next time.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.